I'm Carol Hills. This is The World. Steve Bell has been skewering Britain's chattering class for more than 30 years. He's a political cartoonist whose work appears in The Guardian and other publications. Bell's views tilt to the left, and he has a take-no-prisoners approach to satirizing politicians, mostly British. But he's also drawn many American presidents. The first was Jimmy Carter back in the late 1970s. Bell says cartooning is his way of yelling back at the radio when he hears politicians say things that drive him mad.
Well, we're quite a political household, my wife and I. We both sort of, we follow politics quite avidly, and we both spend a great deal of time shouting at the TV or shouting at the radio, and it's a strange way of getting back, if you like, getting your own back at this stuff that pours out of the screen.
With our current US President Barack Obama, how did you take stock of him?
He was quite tough, actually, to get a grip of. I remember going through various sort of dead ends with the caricature. There was something about his face that I was missing, and this often happens. And then I realised, and it was just, he's got most amazingly pronounced eyebrows. They're almost like painted-on eyebrows. He's got very strong eyebrows. So I sort of looked at him again, looked at the shape of his head, and made these eyebrows far more pronounced. And it kind of tied the head together, and so it all flowed on from there. So you build, use what's in front of you, basically.
You build visually, but then is your visual characterization informed by politics as well as you get to know them?
Oh, absolutely. In a sense, that's my first kind of impetus, is to try and get to grips with the politics of it. Sometimes you have a politician who I sort of disagree with, you know, violently from the word go. So it's, so like with Bush the Younger, he was quite easy to get, really. I sort of established he looked like a monkey quite early on. I was drawing him as, with Reagan, strangely enough, is when he was first made president, and there was this thing called Bedtime for Bonzo, which is a film that Reagan was in, where Reagan appeared with a chimp. So I just turned Bush into the chimp. But as soon as I started drawing him as a chimp, it suddenly all made sense. It suddenly fell into place, because there is something very simian about young Bush.
Yeah, your cartoons about George Bush, George W. Bush, they're pretty vitriolic. You can kind of almost hear you growling as you draw them. It seems like a lot of those cartoons are also informed by his relationship with Tony Blair and the war in Iraq.
The Iraq War was a huge feature of the Bush Jr. reign, and the way our prime minister was in his pocket was quite embarrassing, really, from our point of view.
I want to go back to Jimmy Carter for a bit. His presidency occurred early on in your career, and you, like many cartoonists, there's a lot of teeth, and there's a southern drawl in what he says. Do you remember what you thought of him when he first appeared on the scene?
Well, he was like a relief from Nixon, so I suppose I tended to feel more sympathetic towards him. This was back in the 70s. Again, he's one of those difficult ones. He's got quite an interesting face. He's got very pronounced lips and teeth and sort of big, sad eyes, and you sort of wrestle with it, and then eventually you find a way of doing him. There was something about his relationship with Thatcher. Thatcher was a sort of antithesis to him. Thatcher was sort of ideologically driven, much more right-wing than him. And also, at the time, she was just getting going. I mean, there was only a brief overlap of 1 year when they were both in power. And then Reagan came along, who was like a right-wing soulmate for Thatcher. And they had a kind of love affair for the next 8 years.
Your cartoons of Reagan, they sort of show this permanent smile, wrinkles. There's some suggestion in your caricatures that he's had work done on his face, and he's old, and his black hair is perfectly black and perfectly styled.
Well, I don't know about the facelift, but he had definitely had a hair lift. His hair took on a life of its own and started shooting off into space, but because his hair had a very distinct shape, it had a kind of plastic, shiny, glossy black look. It was like a pointed missile in some ways. So the hair sort of led on. Then underneath there was this mass of lines and crinkles, and then it was just the whole Reagan attitude, the presenting this image of a sort of simple man. I don't think he was nearly as simple as he presented, but there's another one I did about his body language. And with him in particular, he would strut around and sort of swagger.
What about Bill Clinton? He was a completely different animal from...
Yeah, Bill Clinton was very different. He was, I suppose his caricature got overtaken by the activities of his penis, which was, you know, all the business about Monica Lewinsky, because that really just took over his entire presidency, even though he lasted two terms. I mean, I started off with his rather strained relationship with John Major, who, of course, I did a lot. He was our prime minister who I always drew with his underpants outside his trousers. He's like a reverse Superman. And they got off to a very bad start because Major actually tried to help his opponent in the 92 election, which was Bush Sr., by supplying sort of intelligence about what the young Clinton had been up to while at college. So that, when Clinton unexpectedly won, that caused rather severe problems for Major. And their relationship never really recovered. It's always difficult with Democratic presidents. I tend to find them more awkward to do than Republican ones, who are so easier to oppose.
Why is that, just your own political leanings?
Well, you know what they say about American politics here. He says, yeah, in America you have two parties. One of them's like the Conservative Party and the other one's like the Conservative Party. So politics here has just become like that too.
After observing politics and politicians for so many years, are there certain things that are just ubiquitous, certain qualities that are just the same among politicians because of it's just the nature of the business?
Yes, I think there are. And I suppose one of the things that, for me, makes cartoons more important is that politics is more and more about imagery and image and presentation, and politicians wanting to look like something or wanting to look, appear in a certain way, giving a certain message. And it's all very controlled. And I think that tendency has increased in recent years. You see, all politicians, they all look and behave identically. And they're very, very careful not to put a foot wrong and to not to say certain things. So it can be excruciating to watch.
You said no U.S. president has ever called you on your cartoons, but how about British prime ministers?
The most recent one, which is Cameron, actually once came over to me. Because, of course, I'm quite a large chap, so I sit there in the front row drawing them, and I'm quite conspicuous. So he once came over to me, and I'd never been introduced, but he said, oh, yeah. And he asked me, because I drew him with a condom over his head, and he asked me, what's this condom thing all about? And I said, well, it's about your extreme youth, because he's much younger than I am, and about the smoothness of your complexion, because he is incredibly smooth when you see him in the flesh. This guy has no pores. He's like he's made of rubber. So in a sense, that's why I draw him that way. And then he came up a few months later and he said, oh, you're not still doing that condom thing. So, and I said, well, yeah. and he said, came up with the memorable phrase, you can only push a condom so far, which I take with me as a useful advice for life in general.
Has anyone ever caricatured you?
Yeah. It's terrible. I thought, that doesn't look like me. Of course it did. It looked more like me than I. That's the essence of caricature. But it's an uncomfortable process. It's not nice. It's not nice being done. But then that's our job. That's what we do.
Steve Bell's cartoons and comic strips appear in the Guardian newspaper. We've got a slideshow of some of the cartoons he's done of U.S. presidents over his 30-plus year career. And it's narrated by Steve Bell himself, so you can find out how he came up with each caricature. You can also find links to Bell's latest cartoons at the Guardian, as well as his own website, which has an archive going back to the early 1980s. That's all at theworld.org.